So I wanted to start by saying that I don't necessarily believe in love at first sight, but I definitely believe in crush at first sight. So I kind of think that it's every single woman and maybe single man's secret, not so secret wish to sit next to an attractive person on an airplane, right? Yeah. So I took a business trip to Malaysia, had a little layover in India, which was terrible. I got detained, but that's another stoop story night. So I'm coming back to the U.S. from India, and I'm, you know, all flustered, and I get on the plane, and I look at my seat number, and I'm like, oh, my God, middle seat, 17 hours in a middle seat. So I plop down. My crap is, like, falling out of my bags. It's everywhere, and I sit down, and I look, and I'm like, oh, hey there. And so it's a very, very cute guy, and so we're talking, and I tell him my long story, because when you have 17 hours on a plane, you don't need to shorten anything. So I'm telling him, and, you know, he's in India visiting family. He hasn't seen them in so long, you know. So then, meanwhile, to my left, my other seatmate sits down, and she sees us kind of introducing ourselves. We introduce ourselves to her, and, you know, whatever. So this is at, like, hour two now of 17. So we watch a movie. He suggests I watch something. I suggest he watches something. We have dinner. We're on date 5 at this point. And so then I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to take a nap. He's like, yeah, me too. He's like, I see you have kind of long legs. Feel free to, like, put your leg into my side of the seat if you want to. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so nice. Thank you. He's like, yeah. And, you know, if you feel like your head's getting a little heavy, go ahead and rest your head on my shoulder. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I have my eyes closed for about 10, 15 minutes, have my hand on the armrest, and all of a sudden I feel another hand kind of creeping onto mine. I'm like, oh, my God, okay, he's falling asleep. He doesn't realize his hand is drifting. And then it's fully on top of mine. So in this moment, I think, okay, time to make a decision. Are you all in or are you completely out? So what do I decide? Of course I'm all in. So I flip my hand. We're now holding hands. Yeah, we're now holding hands. And so we're holding hands for a little while, and then I'm like, you know what? Who cares? Put my head on his shoulder. So this is going on for a little while. I never opened my eyes. I have no idea if he opened his eyes or not. We're, you know, sitting in the dark plane holding hands. And then I think we wake up, we watch another movie, still only on hour 7. And so then I'm like, okay, I'm going to take another nap. He's like, yeah, me too. It's so hot in the plane. I am literally sweating. And so I have my eyes closed again, and then I feel a blanket be put over me. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of nice. He's like, maybe thinks I'm cold. He's putting a blanket over me. And then a second blanket comes over top of me, and I'm like, okay, all right. And so then I start to feel kind of like a head stroke. I'm like, And then more of like a face grab. So what does any normal woman do in that situation? Of course I made out with him on the plane. It's dark. It's an overnight flight. It's fine. Other people are sleeping. So now back to the blanket. I'm just minding my own business as much as one can in this story. And then all of a sudden I start to feel a roaming hand. And I'm not really sure what to do. So I let it roam for a little while. And then I'm like, turn to him. I'm like, come on, we're on an airplane. It's like, really? Really? That's what you're saying? And then, to be perfectly honest, I felt a little guilty that I let the hand wander a little longer than I should. So I gave him a little squeeze. Okay, so now we're on, like, you know, hour 10. So we listen to music. I have one of his headphones in one ear. He has it in the other. We're now on date 10. you know, we're discussing. He tells me his mother would never accept me because I'm not Indian. We finally arrive in Newark. We have breakfast together. It's great. So this is, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So every now and then we send texts. He texts me on my birthday. He sends me Facebook messages every now and then. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's fine. I get it. I'm not Indian. I'm not accepted. Every time, though, I'm in an airport, I think of my beloved plane boyfriend, Mukul, and think, it's fine because it's just a plane crush.